corner isn't purring like it used to? Don't junk it. Call the Motor Man. You'll get your motor running.
Get your motor running.
Healing your wheels for 35 years. Talk Radio 790 KABC is proud to present the one and only Motor Man, Leon Kaplan.
That's right, folks. Say hallelujah and welcome back to another power-packed hour of the one and only Motor Man Show. I thought the last hour was pretty good. It went by awful quick, I'll tell you that. You know, yes, I put the romance back into all types of vehicles, whether it's cars, boats, airplanes, motorcycles, whatever it may be. And yes, I have a motto. I say this every week because I think, to me, it's very important that I have a passion. And everybody, I think, knows that. I have a big passion, a passion for sharing. Sharing the information that I've accumulated over the years to help you. And that's what the show's all about. Let me help you. All you have to do is give me a call at 1-800-222-5222 or 800-222-5222 or 800-222-KABC. They're all the same numbers. But anyway, I welcome your calls about all things motorized, and it's the only show in the world, in the entire world of its type. I've been told that over and over again. I'm very proud to say that. So do you have an unusual vehicle, whatever it may be, give us a call. And, give us a call, I should say, because we got a lot of people that are listening. But I must warn you, I talk about some high-performance cars and some high-performance airplanes and things of this nature. Anyway, the KBC Talk Radio time is 9:07. I wonder, the last hour I had George on talking about helicopter. He's a professional helicopter pilot. And I was talking to Audrey early on. By the way, good morning again. Frank Taylor sitting in yonder and taking your phone calls of 1-800 is Hybrid Audrey. So during the break there, George says, you know, he talked to pilots sitting at a bar and some are blow and go and they thank the helicopter guys for picking them up out of the water. Just so to make it clear, I always want people to understand what I'm talking about. Blow and go means they're flying these fast jets, fighter planes. You know, the jets, they blow air out the back and they go real fast, but when they have to eject or bail out, the helicopters are there to get them out of the water there. So that's when he said blow and go. People say, well, what was he talking about? Even Hybrid Audrey thought it was about shooting, something about guns or something. This makes you know it's jet fighters. That's their you do nothing but blow and go, you know, fly at the speed of sound and things of this nature. But anyway, 1-800-222-KABC. You know, I've got things to talk about here, but I just really – I really want to – the only thing I can say real quick that I see, car makers are now starting to take the SUVs because the SUVs and trucks are becoming very popular where the sedans are sort of going out of style. So they're now they're taking the SUVs and making them very sleek looking with the fancy headlights and all of these things to make them look sexier, I guess I should say. So anyway, let's go back to the phones and speak to – let's go and speak to Ken. He's been waiting. I'll just go through the call.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning,
Ken. Good morning.
Thanks
for
holding on.
Good morning. Sure nice doing Sunday services with you every Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, a philosophical question. You were talking earlier about how things have changed and over the years. And nowadays, when you go to a big shop or a dealer, and I'm not a guy to give one of those free estimates like you were talking about. I'm willing to pay for a diagnostic, but you can't even get a best guess from a technician without signing a commitment to pay $100 to $125 shop rate for a diagnostic. In the previous days at the dealers, they'd come out and they'd say, well, you know, because they've seen whatever the problem is, they've seen it before. Well, best case scenario, it's going to be A or B, you know, around $300, $400, $500. Worst case, you might need to replace this. But let's check it out. And then I'm happy to sign, you know, for $100 for them to check it out. But what do you think about that? Do you think the dealers are and the shops are cutting themselves short by not just giving some advice up front as to what it might be?
Well, I can sometimes give it, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, sometimes it might not be financially viable for just a minor annoyance or you know, if the car runs well, but oh yeah, you should fix this, but the car runs well, I might not do it right away. But what are your thoughts on that, Leo?
Well, I have lots to say about it due to the fact that it's annoying for us technicians as well, because at one time I could honestly say and not bragging that you'd pull into my shop and I could rate and tell you exactly and give you an estimate and tell you what was wrong before even charge you a penny. And I think most technicians would the same way. But now, since the computer age, everything's taken over, and the computer is taking and running everything on a vehicle, we can't guess. We just can't guess. And the test equipment that we have to buy to test your vehicle costs thousands of dollars. Now, you'd be surprised. When I had my shop open, I'd have a guy came in. What would he have? He had a Maserati. 12-cylinder, drove all the way from Burbank, come over to my shop, and he says, I just want you to run a test on my vehicle, and so I know what's wrong. I can go home and fix it myself. I said, wait a minute. Wouldn't you expect to pay? So I swear to God, this is it.
Yeah.
And he says, well, all you take is you plug it in, and then you tell me what's wrong, and then I can go home and work on it myself. He's got a $200,000 Maserati, works on it himself, and wants us to take all this time. And that's the reason. The test equipment, we can't guess anymore. We can't guess anymore. At one time, years ago, I've been in this business all my life. Years ago, the dealers did not want to work on cars. They wanted just strictly to sell vehicles. Dealers just strictly wanted to sell vehicles. And they didn't like the service department. They didn't want anything to do with service department. That's when independents become very popular. Independents got all the business. I don't want to change oil. Then they found out, well, cars last longer now. You don't see that person. Used to be when you change the oil every 3,000 miles, you see a customer 3 or 4 times a year. Now some of the new cars, you don't change the oil for 10,000 or 15,000 miles. You may not see them for 2 years. So now they want to keep coming back. And I think the manufacturers have done this, in my opinion, intentionally almost, with all these check engine lights. And the expense to run a shop anymore is astronomical. Every 6 months, you've got to upgrade the equipment for thousands of dollars. Nobody knows what's behind the scenes. And that's why when you come in, I got to run a test, and I don't want to make a mistake. I can guess like I do on the air here because I've been around so long that I can guess maybe what is wrong, but I won't know till I test it out. And sometimes I've got to get underneath the dash, open the hood, hook up my equipment to tell you, and then you say, nah, I don't want to do it. I can get by and then drive out. And then we want to charge $100. $100 for what? I mean, I can understand how consumers feel about this. I'd feel the same way. But it's something that we have to do to try to pay for the expense. That's why I talked to a shop owner last week. He says, we don't work on anything from 70 up. I only work on cars from 70 down. No computers. Then we can do exactly what you're saying.
I understand that, but I just know the service writers at my dealership changed over the years, and at least they'd have a conversation with you. Now I find that most service writers really don't have a mechanical background, a car mechanic background.
That's
enough
true.
to talk to customers.
That's true. I had a problem this week, I'll tell you about, and because of my car was under warranty, and I had to take it in something, and they promised me get it washed and clean, check the air and the tires when I got back. Then I don't want to mention the name of the dealer, but then I had the tires weren't checked. I still had a low light on the tire. The car wasn't washed. It's promised you can't get any service there. You just can't get service anywhere today, hardly. And the car was dirty and filthy, and it was a big, beautiful dealership, and it's one you've never heard me talk about before, but I don't want to badmouth them because everybody's entitled to make a mistake, I guess, at least once. Anyway,
that's true, and that leads to your point. You always say if you find a good mechanic, stick with them.
Absolutely,
because these people that shop around, you take your oil one place, you buy your tires some other place, it just doesn't pay off in the long run. Find a good shop and reward them with your business, and they'll reward you with their service.
If you go to the customer, they will do that free for you, because all day long people will come in, check my engine light, oh, and then leave. Then they hopefully get it. This is a big problem with these new cars, and it's very, very frustrating for us technicians, too. Don't feel bad. And it's frustrating for the consumer. But look, years ago, cars cost $3,000. Who ever heard cars now? I mean, a decent car is $30,000, $40,000. I didn't pay that much for my first home.
That's right. Thank you, Leon.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate the call. Okay. Let's see if we can squeeze in Mike here. Mike's been waiting patiently. Mike, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Leon. I have a 79 Dodge van. It's a B200, 3/4 ton.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a 318 with a thermal quad.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, it failed smog. In the past, normally what I have to do is I got to get the vehicle heated up pretty hot to get the choke to be off of it.
Wow.
And so when I had
that makes it really rich. See, if the choke's not off, then so you got a carbureted engine. When the choke is not open all the way, it makes it run too rich. It brings in too much fuel.
Well, but I mean, is before I can take a nip of smog, I have to run it hard.
It should be hot. You should get it hot because the choke is not open. The choke works off of a thermostatic control, of temperature control. When it's cold, it closes and brings in more fuel to start. Then as it heats up, the choke gradually opens up. And so, but if you take it in when it's cold, then it's running way too rich. And that thermal quad is not the best carburetor that ever was on a vehicle. I'll tell you that right now.
That's for sure. So what happened was, so when I got to the smog place, he was busy. I think I made a mistake by letting the car sit and idle while he worked on a couple of the cars, and that's why it failed the smog. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it's possible, yes. It's very possible. But I like to have it when you have a car smogged, regardless whether it's a late model or early model, you know, it should be the normal running temperature. Sitting there, let it idle. Maybe it loaded up or something, especially with that carburetor on it. I'd never like that carburetor on that vehicle.
Yeah, but with the smog restrictions, I can't change that carburetor, can I?
There are other carburetors you can change, but I think Edelbrock has a carburetor, but you need to call them and see if it's smog legal, if it will pass the smog. If it'll pass, and okay, they give you paperwork, because that carburetor that you have on there was bad when it was new, in my opinion.
So so the mechanic is telling me I got to get my EGR checked. But I think maybe I should just take it back and not let it sit around and idle. What do you think?
It's worth a try. It's worth a try. But just tell them to run a test only. Just run a test. Tell them not to send it to the DMV. You don't want it to go like three times and then it fails three times. Just tell them you want a pretest. Just do a pretest. Let me see if it passes. If it passes, fine. But if
not, appreciate that.
All right. You have a great day.
One quick thing, Leon. Is it possible to get a ride in your airplane?
Sure. Everybody wants a ride. The only problem is I had to sign a paper with KABC that had nothing to do with KABC. They don't want to be responsible. But, I'll take you for a ride in a plane. I'd love to.
Thanks, Leon. I'm gonna hold you to it. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. Wow, that's great. Yeah, I'd love to give everybody a ride in my plane. It's something magical. I call it the magic carpet. Unless you're a pilot and fly, you'll know. Now, I know a lot of people have a fear of flying, but I've gotten so many people out of that fear of flying, because once you understand flying, you understand how safe it is. The problem is, you can't see air, and air scares people. We grow up in a two-dimensional world. We can only go sideways and up. When you fly, you've got a three-dimensional where you can go down, up, and it scares people. But nobody realized the strength of air. You only see what air damages in a hurricane. 100 mile an hour blows buildings down. Where a plane flies 200, 400, 500 miles an hour or more. And so the air is very strong. People just don't realize. But anyway, that's another story. I don't get dwelling on that. But anyway, okay, we have a line open at 1-800-222-KABC. Folks, if any of you need a fantastic paint and body shop, I want to recommend California West Coast Paint and Body. You know, they've been in business since 1978, and many of their technicians have been with California West Coast Paint and Body, I think, well over 25 years now. My friend Sean, who is a friend, by the way. I hear these hosts say everybody's a friend. Sean is a real friend who manages this classy operation. Always telling me, tell your friends, family, listeners, that everybody can rest very easily dropping it off at California West Coast Paint and Body. And when you pick it up, the workmanship will show that it is of the highest quality for a very fair price. They can work on any make or model. I trust them to get the job done right. I've had dozens of listeners and family members and friends. Everybody's telling me they have been completely satisfied with their experience and felt they got custom work at a great, great price. California West Coast Paint Body also does classic car restoration and custom paint jobs. And if you haven't found a body shop that you can really rely on, then go where I go. California West Coast Paint and Body. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Their number, phone number is 323-933-5618. And their website is cawestcoastpaintandbody.com. That's cawestcoastpaintandbody.com. And their address is 5060 Venice Boulevard, 5060 Venice Boulevard. That's one block west of La Brea, freeway closed. Their phone number again is 323-933-5618. Let them know that the one and only Motor Man sent you, and I promise they'll take real good care of you.
Doctor, give me Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
This is Lauren Savan.
And on the next Midday Live, we will take your calls. And, Lauren, update on the Trump-Kim Jong-un summit.
I cannot wait for this. It is must-see TV.
Is it going to be on TV thing?
It better be.
I just think somebody ought to come up with a video game of Trump-un. That would be kind of an interesting video game.
That's so many possibilities.
That and more next Midday Live with Dr. Drew and Lauren Savan.
Noon to 3 on 790 KABC.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubbas here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE.
Contractor license number 399170.
Talk Radio.
KABC.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, 409.
Welcome back, everyone. I had a 409 engine, a blown 409, supercharged, and a drag boat. I had a flat bottom. Anybody knows anything about boats? 4.9 was one of those good engines, really built for truck engines, but you get them with 2.4 barrels, come right from the factory. Oh, oh yeah, racing slicks, everything on that car. Oh, not on the boat, though. I didn't have racing slicks on it, Frank, trying to throw me off there. Okay, 1-800-222-KABC. Let's go back to the phone to speak to, and then we'll go to Mike, and I'll get the rest of the calls. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Leon. Love your show.
Thank you, sir. How can I help you?
Okay, I have an 08 Prius. It's got about 300,000 miles, and it's making an Aborigines kind of tribal humming sound in the right front side that I can kind of duplicate for you if you want.
What kind of sound?
Okay, well, it makes a sound like this, kind of, and it kind of gets louder as you go faster. I didn't used to notice it. But one of the ways that I fixed it in the past was just by turning up the radio, but that's not working too much anymore. No. It's kind of...
Well, let me tell you, since that's a hybrid vehicle, does it do it when you come to a complete stop? Nothing run, you just
say
it's only when you start...
No, it goes away when it goes down to about 10 or 15, 20 miles an hour, you can't hear it anymore, but it does start up at about 20, 35, and about 60, there's a whole chorus in the background with it.
Well, it sounds to me like you got a bad bearing. I don't know that the engine or the electric motor would make that kind of noise. Sounds like you got a bad wheel bearing, either a front wheel bearing or rear wheel bearing that's creating that humming noise, or you got some awful bad tires on that car.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, it was the right front side brake pad that went out also. And I wonder if that's where all the regeneration is coming from there, creating more resistance, or is it just a coincidence, you think?
If the wheel bearing is bad, it's lean. The wheel is not really on straight. I just wonder if you know, you can't do it now, but you're not driving. You know, take the steering wheel and rock the car back and forth as you're going down the street. Just move it and see if the noise changes. If it does, you got a bad wheel bearing.
And that the noise doesn't change, but there is this slight little bell jingle sound that I can hear when it bounces off the wall on the freeway, but it's not at the same pace as the wheel speed, but it's just like a little jingling sound. That could be maybe just
that
something
could be the brake pads. That could be the brake pad when he put on there, because that is not secured and it's just flopping around, I should say, in the caliper. Caliper's the part that holds the brake pad through the wheel, and it sounds like to me that's possibly, or it could be a bad hubcap that make a, you know, cause it. I found that people have come into my shop over the years and found a hubcap that causes the rattling noise. But I'm concerned about the noise. That noise, I'm concerned it may be a bad wheel bearing, and I don't want you to have an accident.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, that sounds like a good bet. I'll look into that one. I had a quick little question for you that I hadn't heard anybody else bring it up. Can you take a regular car, let's just say, a 95 Corolla, 2000 Corolla, and can you convert it into a hybrid yourself? And if you can, what would be the cost involved in that?
Probably more than a new. To answer your question, I got doubts that it can be done, but anything can be done if you got enough money. And so,
or just make it battery powered. Yeah,
it costs you more to do that than you would to go out and buy a Tesla. Top of the line.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I read an article where you could do it for $5,000, and I said, well, everybody would do it then.
Yeah, $5,000 is not going to work. That, no way.
That'll work. Hey, I saw your shop out there. I live in Santa Clarita, and I was going up Sierra Highway there. Is that your shop there?
No, that's not my shop. No.
Oh, okay.
That's not mine.
I'm
to the point now, all I want to do, I want to teach and help young people now do some teaching and some different things in my life. What's left, I want to, to help some young people get on the right track.
So I have a joke for you that I've been holding on to for you for a long time. I don't think you've heard this one before.
Can be quick. I'm running a little out of time.
Okay. All right. Here we go. What did the grape say to the elephant when the elephant stepped on him?
Ouch.
Nope. He didn't say anything. He just let out a little whine.
Let out a little whine. Oh, very good. Very good. That's better than Frank's joke. That's good. Thanks for your call.
Thank you much.
All right. I appreciate it. Everybody's a comedian there. Okay. Let's go and speak to Mike. Mike, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Leon.
How can I help you, my friend?
Talking about fuel for piston-powered aviation airplanes, why is it you can't run 91 octane out of the pump at the gas station versus the 100 octane that you have to get at the airport?
Well, several reasons. First of all, let me just give you a quick. First of all, there's no lead in the avgas. The 91 octane is no lead. In airplane engines, we need that lead to cool the valves in that engine. That's number one. And number two, most fuels have moisture in it. And 100 octane fuel, planes fly high. When you get up and it's below freezing. If I get up sometimes on a cold day, even though it's clear outside and I'm at 18,000 feet, the fuel can congeal with avgas, and avgas doesn't spoil. You can take avgas last year. It's a special fuel, and they've been trying to come out with a different kinds of fuel for avgas because of the cost factor involved. But some older planes, like Piper Cubs and everything, would run on automotive fuel because they didn't go high. They would just, putt around, and the engines weren't. But the engines today, the big engines, they need the lead in the fuel. Even though it's called 100 low lead, it has lead in the fuel, and avgas doesn't spoil. It doesn't, because some people will fly the plane for a month or two, and if it was automotive fuel in it, it spoils. It'll gel. It'll get all, like molasses or something, So aviation fuel is a special fuel. It is the same as gas, but it's a completely different fuel. Doesn't gel, doesn't spoil, it has lead in it. You know, we don't have catalytic converters on our planes, so we must use lead to help cool the exhaust valves and things of this nature in the engine. So,
got it.
It would run. It would run if you, but it wouldn't be the right thing to do. It'd damage the engine.
Got it. Hey, I just a little comment on the person that called in about the cost of running a shop and relationships. I'm a small business owner out here in my area, and believe me, if I get a good customer that comes in and has a quick problem, I'm going to jump on it, and if it's minor, I'm not going to charge them because I know they're going to come back and spend more money later on.
That's correct.
That person should develop a relationship with a mechanic and stick with the person.
I agree with that. It's like a doctor. You don't go doctor to doctor to doctor. You get a doctor who knows the history, know your family history. I've got
right.
a great doctor, and he just, you know, he's just a great guy. And you call him, you know, you help him, give him a nice gift now and then, you know, just to show people you appreciate it. People will do that. You know, life is all about helping people. I mean, it's like a story I think my grandmother told me, I can't remember. You can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. And that's what it's all about. That's what
I kind of live my creed, what goes around comes around. When you help that customer, they're going to come back and be loyal to you.
That's right. Even when I had to shop and if I was going, you know, and was a regular customer, I wouldn't charge him to check his light on. If he was a regular customer, knew you're going to get the
no
job.
No way would I.
It's just today's time. People come in, check that. You're going to charge me for that? And then drive out. God, you think you got nothing to do.
And never see him again.
That's correct. Yep. You're absolutely right.
Good customers are king, and I'm taking care of mine.
And absolutely, and you'll be blessed for it. You'll be blessed.
Thanks, Leon.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate the call. Okay, that leaves the line open at 1-800-222-KABC. I think Frank's got the music going there. Frank, crank her up. More of the Motor Man Show coming up. We've got Robert and Phil. We'll go to Gordon and I think Larry. All that and more coming up right here. Talk Radio 790, the fabulous KABC. Crank her up, Frank.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy is recovering today after being injured in a head-on collision that may have been caused by a suspected drunk driver in Lancaster. The suspected drunk driver was killed in the crash. Hundreds of cops were on hand in Pomona last night for a vigil honoring the memory of slain police officer Gregory Casillas. His alleged killer was arrested following a 15-hour standoff at a Pomona apartment complex on Saturday. Casillas, who lives in Upland, leaves behind a wife and two young children. And a new study says Americans view artificial intelligence as the greatest threat to their jobs. We'll have that story coming up at the top of the hour. KABC SoCal weather, mostly cloudy, a 60% chance of showers throughout the day, highs in the 60s. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Kopitar in front to Killian Barbary. Shoot! Score! Leanne Tweedy, what a hit! Doug McIntyre, a shot, and he scores!
We are all Kings! The Kings continue their quest to reclaim their throne tomorrow night as they face off against the Vancouver Canucks.
Saved by Quick!
Nick and Daryl get things started at 7 with Inside Kings Hockey. Then, stick around after the game for Kings Talk, exclusively on your home for Kings Hockey, 790 KABC.
Okay, folks, I'd like to tell you about, well, a good, well, maybe a great dealership, as I like to say it, a great dealership, and that's Porsche Downtown L.A. You know, I've had conversations with their general manager, Victor, which is a great, great guy, and I really like what he shared with me. You know, it's family-owned and operated for, well, 49 years, and Victor and his, I call it his great team, have made it their mission to be the automotive home of Porsche drivers in all of Los Angeles by providing them with a vast selections of new and used vehicles, exceptional vehicle care, and a legendary customer service with a big, big smile. Now, lots of people claim to, you know, give great service, but great customer service, but Porsche Downtown LA takes great pride in their customers. Yes, they do. They have a very high percentage of return and referral customers, and that means a great selections and great customer service. So go down to Porsche Downtown LA and meet Victor and his entire team. You'll be very, very glad you did. And all you have to do is just tell them the Motor Man sent you. They're freeway close. Porsche Downtown LA is located just 4 blocks south of the Staples Center on Figueroa. It's a great day to go down. You see what a beautiful dealership they have there. It's very, very, very easy to buy or lease your next car at Porsche Downtown LA. Really nice people there. Spring's coming. Now you need a nice Porsche car. They have the Porsche 911. Oh, beautiful automobile. The beautiful Porsche Panamera, the Macan, and the Cayenne. I always mess up over the Cayenne is a great SUV. Great SUV. A lot of people have those, and it's been a good marketing for Porsche. They did make all those are great, great vehicles. Yeah, just tell them the Motor Man sent you.
Excited for Macy's spring sale?
Absolutely. We'll find the styles we need at savings we love.
Like an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
And great specials for us and the home.
Right. Say hello to my new handbag.
New season, new shoes for me.
Plus designer upgrades for the guys with big savings on suits, sport coats, pants.
Think about it. Our husbands will be better dressed versions of themselves.
You do know that's not saying much, don't you?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Shop Macy's spring sale now. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
The Capital One Saver Card presents the invention of the sandwich.
Sir, the snack you requested.
Ooh, look at that. Bread and meat and bread again. Oh, by decree of me, the Earl of Sandwich, I shall call it the sandwich.
Brilliant, sir.
The sandwich was once the next big thing in food. Now, it's the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 3% cash back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on all other purchases.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
You know, people are always asking me, what's the best way to sell my used vehicle, car, truck, SUV? And I say you need to be sure, very sure, that you're dealing with a trusted and reputable buyer and that the transfer of the property is very safe and very convenient. That's why I tell them to call my friends, and they are friends, at the Arrow Suite Company, AARO, the Arrow Suite Company. They've been in business for years and years and years. The Arrow Suite Company will come out, buy your vehicle on the spot. They'll take your information and give you a quote. Want to sell your vehicle at the highest possible price with no hassle? Just go to MotorManForCars.com. And I've said this before, it's the best recommendation I can possibly give is letting someone use my name. MotorManForCars.com. Your vehicle doesn't even have to be running. What could be any easier? You'll save time and a lot of money by eliminating the expense of posting ads and waiting for the phone to ring and having strangers come over to your home. No, no, no. Go to MotorManForCars.com and turn your clutter in your garage into quite a bit of cash, more than you can get by trade-in. If you trade in your vehicle, the Arrow Suite Company will buy your vehicle regardless of how much you owe and will give you a very, very sweet deal. So call my friends at the Arrow Suite Company to find out how much cash can be in your pocket today. Use a trusted resource to sell your used vehicle. Just go to MotorManForCars.com. That's MotorManForCars.com, or you can call them at 800-870-1841. They have people standing by as I speak. 800-870-1841. 800-870-1841. Call them today. Tell them the Motor Man sent you.
Call us now to get 800-222-5222.
I still get dressed on Sunday.
Yes, I do. Still get dressed on Sunday. Yes, I should have been a singer. Yes, I should have been a singer. Okay, back to the phones. We go to Phil, who's been waiting patiently. Phil, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hello? Oh, yes. Good show there.
Thank you, yeah, Phil.
I got this CRV.
Honda CRV, right?
Yeah. So I bought it lean sale at a dealer, and they said they did 3,000. They have on the paper 3,000 worth of work on it. So, I understand the tow and camper is the problem. You know, there's a little bit of dust cap breakage and stuff.
I don't understand. You're talking about and, the camber, the alignment, the camber and caster?
Yeah, yeah.
Caster and camber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Caster and camber, really.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's turning to the – I ran over a curb on the left wheel, but as I'm turning left and right, it vibrates a little bit, yeah. But on the big old tires, they said I need a grand worth of new struts and shocks. But
well, that will make it vibrate, the struts and shocks. When you turn, the steering wheel vibrates on turns?
Yeah, we go all the way around to the very end, and it vibrates a little bit.
Well, that would be in your rack and pinion. That would be in the power steering system. It would make a vibration if the steering wheel was shaking like that when you turn real sharp. I would assume you talk about, how about if you just turn real sharp while a car is sitting still and the steering wheel would shake?
No.
Well, if there's a rack and pinion, that would do the same. Then it's not a rack and pinion. If the car is moving, then you may have some damage there if you hit a curb to the, you know, the struts or, and it's very easy to do on that particular model because, the strut, it's hard to explain, but it's mounted right to a unitized body construction. And if there's any damage there, it could be out of alignment. You mentioned caster and camber. That means alignment. So somebody must have told you that. That means you've knocked it out of alignment.
Well, that means it's a one-piece kit. You have to buy the kit over.
Well, first of all, I got to find out what's damaged there. I mean, I don't.
How do you test the rack and pinion there?
Well, the rack and pinion, it'd either be leaking or vibrating when you turn. That's the rack and pinion is the power steering unit. That's the power steering. That's what steers the car left or right. When you turn the steering wheel, your steering wheel is connected to the rack and pinion.
Would that show up on the scanner?
No, that wouldn't show up on the scanner. It'd show up on by leaking fluid or vibrating when you're sitting still on tight turns, like you explained, like you mentioned to me. But if it doesn't
is some fluid. The fluid, they said it was tranny fluid, then they fixed it.
Well, tranny fluid and power steering fluid is the same, but they would know if it was a rack and pinion leaking, then it would show up immediately.
Well, will that get worse?
Yes, it will get worse. But I'm concerned. You mentioned something that's sticking in my mind that you had the caster and camber. That's part of the alignment. Somebody told you that. I mean, somebody's checked it and told you that was off.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Said it was off about 2 inches, but I don't trust the electronic. Yeah, they tried to upsell me some motor mounts and all this, but.
Well, no, you got to fix one thing at a time. Motor mount's got nothing to do with the steering on of hitting that. So you need to get a front end guy and have him look at that and find out exactly what's causing.
You know any good shops in Norwalk or Buffalo?
I'm trying to find shops all over the city. Some of them are just closing up and it's hard to find, but have somebody who specializes, not somebody's quick place, who specializes in front suspension, and I'd have them check that out and look at that. And thanks so much for your call, Phil. I appreciate the call. Okay, let's go and, boy, that was a strange call there. Gordon, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hi, Leon. I have to say that you're my idol.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, my friend.
I've been listening to you for years and years. I do the Saga Swap Meet, and you're in my ear.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Back in 2009, we got a Matrix, which is basically a Corolla Toyota.
Right. Nice little Matrix.
And we sent my daughter off to school with it after we got through the $4.50 a gallon routine, the reason we bought it in the first place.
Yes.
We've maintained the vehicle. It's been very reliable. It's a cheap car. We get it. And all of a sudden, you know, she says after we just replaced an $850 worth of brakes on it that when she comes to a stop, it kind of shudders a little bit. So I took it into my mechanic, and he said basically we got a cylinder that's low. And I'm saying 116,000 miles on a Japanese vehicle. I thought that was going to be the 300,000-mile inexpensive vehicle. Now he says, no, they're just replaceable. They're built for disposable It's no longer the 06 Corolla that you used to buy or the Camry. It's basically a disposable car. It needs a new motor because the heads aren't practical to replace.
Who's telling
you all
this stuff?
And I'm just going, what the heck?
Yeah, no. First of all, if you've got low cylinder, I want to know why it's low. And see, it's like going to the doctor. I use doctor, so everybody understands that. If you go to the doctor and you've got a pain, he's going to try to, well, if he just says, you need surgery, you're going to say, why? Why? What's wrong? This test that can be made with low cylinder, does it have a bad valve? Does it have a bad head gasket? Does it have bad rings? I want to know why. 116,000 miles, it's a little, I know the car very well. It's a very inexpensive, small car, but I don't think it's a throwaway car. It's not like a Zippo lighter or something where you just throw it away. But I'd like to know why it's low.
I don't know anything else it could be other than a valve, because it doesn't smoke, no check engine light, so it's got to be a valve. There's nothing we could have done to change that and do something to prevent that, and there's nothing really we can do to fix that without replacing the head, no, the motor.
No, you can do a valve job.
They're telling me that if you try to do a head job on those, the chances of having the studs pull out, it's not worth it. Replace the motor.
Well, I disagree with that. And I've done lots of valve jobs. That's the easy way out. Replace the motor. You know, hey, replace the motor.
Yeah.
No, I first of all, I go back to my diagnosis process. Still is a test to know whether it is a valve. Maybe it's just a stuck valve. I want to know. You may have a bad valve, but just telling me a compression test will tell you there's a problem. And you haven't told me what the compression is. All the cylinders should be equal, the same, or close within 10.
Well,
you know,
it's 125 on 3, and the number 4 cylinder is 70.
It's 70. Okay, I want to know why it's 70. There's tests that we can make. We can put air in the cylinder to see if it's got a leaky valve. There's so many tests, and I get all these calls, and people just telling me there's tests that can be done. I mean, it may have a bad valve, but I want to know that it has a bad valve. I don't want to guess at it. Just because it's got low cylinder, that we put air in the cylinder. I can put compressed air. Take the spark plug out, put compressed air, and see if it's leaking. If I go to the exhaust pipe, it's coming out. Got a bad exhaust valve. If I open up the throttle body and air's coming out, it's got a bad intake valve. Or I can do all of these tests and show what kind of shop are you going to? There's tests to be made. I want to know. That's all I'm asking. I try to give the best advice I possibly can here. Maybe I'm wrong occasionally. I don't know.
The trade-in value of this vehicle is $3,500.
Right.
It's not worth replacing a head.
It's not worth
replacing
an engine.
So my question to you is, engine.
No reason to replace a head. You're getting confused. This valve job can be done. You don't need to replace the whole cylinder head. I don't know who's talking to you about all these things. Why do you need the whole cylinder head? You send it to a machine shop, and they do a valve job if it needs a valve. It don't add up. And I get upset when people are telling you things like this and not giving you a reason. Yes, we put air in the cylinder and find out it's leaking air out of the exhaust pipe. Oh, man, I answered my question. I would say, yes, you got a bad valve.
Well, I'm looking at a trade-in, and I'm thinking I don't want to buy another inexpensive vehicle from Toyota. It just left a really nasty taste in my mouth. Would you recommend Honda, Mazda?
All of those are good, even Toyota. A Toyota's good. I mean, I'm not going to take it away. All of those are good model cars. I don't know what happened, why it burnt valve, or let's say a valve, or why it run hot, where she got it hot, or anything of this nature. Something happened. I mean, it's like anything else. You can buy a new car and something happens. It's just, you haven't given me the answer that I'm looking for, is why does it have low compression? That's all I'm asking. And that's what you should ask the technician. Why does it have low compression in that cylinder? And that's a simple question. Now you've asked him why, and he should be able to tell you. Well, I think it's got a bad valve. We don't do thinking. I think here on the air, but when I'm actually looking at your vehicle, and I got to tell you exactly what I think is wrong with that vehicle.
You know? Thank you, doctor.
All right. Have a great day, my friend. Okay, folks, agree or disagree, 1-800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-KABC. You know, well, folks, It's March already, and my friends at Budget Car Sales is having a huge March Madness blowout sale. I mean a big blowout sale. Budget is overstocked with low mileage, well-maintained, one-owner demos and lease returns, as well as pampered rental returns. Budget makes buying a vehicle very, very easy, whether it's a car, truck, or SUV. They have it all. That's why I recommend Budget Car Sales for years and years. You know, a normal transaction at a dealer is around 4 to 5 hours, but Budget gets you in and out in less than an hour with red carpet delivery service. That's right, red carpet delivery service. So why not give them a call right now at 562-407-2800. That's 562-407-2800. Budget offers on-the-spot financing on approved credit and will even take your trade-ins. Budget only sells certified, checked-out vehicles with low, low miles that are still on the full factory warranty, so there's absolutely no worries. You can rest assured that you're getting a clean vehicle with a great history behind that vehicle. So if you go down to Budget today and take a test drive, they'll give you a Visa gift card up to $100. You know, you don't have to buy the car if you don't want to. Just take a test drive. But that's only good for today, Sunday. Tell them you heard it on the Motor Man Show. So please, don't wait. Call my friends. Better yet, call Phil. Phil, as I usually say, he's a big daddy rabbit there. Call Phil to make an appointment today. Phil's phone number is 562-407-2800. Give Phil a call. Tell him you heard it from me. He's a good guy, a real good guy, good family man, and he's got a great family. And his mother and father are great, great people. You know, there simply isn't a better place to buy your next vehicle. So call Budget today, 562-407-2800, and just tell him the one and only Motor Man sent you.
Okay, funny man, make me laugh.
It's Peter Tilden. On the next Peter Tilden at 10, the White House talks about what steps they'll be taking to prepare for the Kim meeting and where it's going to take place. So far, the list is Pyongyang's Pizza Kitchen, Kim and Buster's, International House of Kimchi, or Roscoe's House of Chicken and Surveillance. Except right now they're out of chicken.
That's terrible.
All that and more starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Well, it's time to spring forward. Florida has sprung forward forever. Is it time for California to get rid of the clock change?
In office fashion, ties are out, tattoos are in.
And 14,000 needles and 5,279 pounds of poop were pulled out of the Santa Ana Riverbed.
Get smart, 5 to 10 on the next McIntyre Morning right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code SNOOZE12 for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com, promo code SNOOZE12.
We already know you love listening to KABC. Now you can enjoy listening to KABC and play free poker online. Go to KABC.com, click the poker tab, and play free poker today against your friends. Listen to KABC all day and play free poker. Why drive to a card room or a casino when you can play for free with your friends? Play in single games or tournaments, customize your avatar, and more. Go to KABC.com, click the poker tab, and listen to KABC. Brought to you by MyGameRoom.com and GreaterGood.org.
News, talk, evolve. 790 KABC.
Do you have a fast car? Yes, I have a fast car, a very fast car, but I do not drive it fast. I keep stay within the speed limit. I don't do anything to break the speed limit or break any laws around. So, but it is a fast car. They told me it was fast when I bought it. I don't know if it's fast, but
that is not fast.
Folks, if any of you missed any part of the Motor Man Show, would just like to hear it all over again, well, here's your chance. Now there's Motor Man Leon Kaplan on demand. Just go to KABC.com and click on demand. There you'll find previously broadcasted programs of my shows. That's Motor Man Leon Kaplan on demand at KABC.com. There you can read my bio. It's pretty much up to date. See what a crazy guy I am. And main thing, see what a good-looking guy I am. There's a picture of me, and you say, wow, what a good-looking guy that guy is. Anyway, That's it. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go back and see if we can squeeze in some calls. Let's go speak to Larry. He's been waiting very patiently here. Larry, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Thank you, Leon. I have a 2003 Volkswagen Jetta TDI model, the diesel, with 318,000 miles on it.
Wow.
And I've had it in the dealer in Orange County here for three times. I'm going a fourth time tomorrow. They say it's the EGR valve because the engine light's coming on, and it comes on like I was driving back from Arizona yesterday, and for about 200 miles, it didn't come on. And then it started coming on, and I drove this morning, and it was on again. And I don't know if there's a loose or what.
It could be restricted or just not working. EGR valve is, in my term, exhaust recycler valve. It takes part of the exhaust and brings it back into the engine and reburns it is the purpose of the EGR valve. And that's not the correct name, but I call it that, exhaust recycling. The other brings it back. And sometimes the passageway could just be restricted. It could be restricted with a lot. Since you got a lot of miles on a car, it could be full of carbon and things that just need to be cleaned out, or it may not even be working. But I have a tendency to think with that many miles on it, and what I found over the years is maybe just a passageway could be restricted with sludge and things and just need to be cleaned out. A small, nothing major.
Okay, I'm gonna suggest that tomorrow morning when I take it back.
Well, let them tell you. They don't know that's it. They got to run the scanner and they'll find out whether it says EGR. You don't know that maybe something else. I would not tell them anything until you find out what the light. You know why that light is on.
Yeah. Well, this will be the fourth time I've taken it in for the same problem, so I'm kind of losing faith in them. You know?
Well, get the code and tell them to give you the code. What is that code telling them? It'll say, you know, something exhaust system. It'll tell them the area that it may have the problem. It won't tell you what's wrong, but it'll tell you the area. So I would try to find, because it may be something else. I wouldn't mention anything to him, because that just puts, you know, say, oh, maybe we should clean his passageways out for the EGR valve. But let's see what the problem is first. And then if you mention the EGR valve, say, how about, it's easy to test and pull the EGR valve and see if exhaust comes out of it. I mean, this is not brain surgery.
I wouldn't think so. Okay.
All right. Let me know.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. Let's go from Larry. Let's go speak to Robert. Been waiting patiently. Let's go. Robert, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Yes, I listen to you every Sunday.
Well, you got good taste, my friend.
Yes, I got a problem here about a month and a half ago. I take my Camry to a shop. I started hearing this grinding noise, you know, like the drums.
Right.
So I figured maybe it's just the shoes, you know, and that was it. But after I had the new shoes put on, and I'm still getting this grinding noise, and I've been back and forth with the shop, but for some reason, I don't know if the drums are bad or what.
No, when you apply the brakes, you hear the grinding. It sounds like grinding.
Yes.
Well, that would be the pads that they probably use. So you got pads on the front of that. You got disc brakes on the front. And I think they got the wrong pad, not the wrong pads, inexpensive pads. I don't want to use the word cheap. I think if you put factory pads on it or good quality pads like Bendix or something, that noise will go away. And they need to roughen up the rotor, sand the rotors a little bit, and that noise will go away. That's very common.
I don't know. Something got to be, you know, because I'm still getting the same noise. That's what I had first.
They're supposed to be the experts who work on the vehicle. Again, I go back to the doctor. He's the expert, and they're the expert. They should be able to tell you. It's a shame you had to call me, and I appreciate you calling me, but to tell you that I think you got the brake pads are just too hard material, and they just, and you step on the brake.
Right. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Same thing, really.
Yeah, just put another pad on, and I think your problem will be solved.
All right. I appreciate that, Motor Man, and thank you for your service and all your information. And you have a good day.